Tell about dying. By the causes mercy of Sri Guru and Gaurav. Now we have come to this supremely pure place. It is the Ashtasakhi Mandir, the temple of Radha and Krishna and Radhika's Ashtasakhis. In Brahma Samhita, there it is said, Ananda Chinmaya Sapatibhavita Vish Thabiya Eva Nijarupataya Kalavi Goloka Eva Nivisakyati Lakma Bhuta Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavi. Bhavita means infused with Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Sri Krishna is the predominating deity of Samvit Shakti, Chit. And Radhika is the predominating deity of Ananda, Ladini. So when these two meet together, this is called Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Leave. Anyone's phone goes, they have to leave the class at once and never come back. Until tomorrow. 1 day ban. If it happens 3 times, then lifetime ban. Pratibhavitavi. Bhavita means infused with Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. But here, Pratibhavitavi. Pratyopakara hi saha. This prefix, prati, means just like Pratyopakara hi saha. He, saha, that person, he did upakar, that means he did help. He helped someone. But pratyopakar means just like if a person, they open a hospital. Then one day, something happens and they wake up and they're in the very hospital that they have themselves opened. So they tried to help someone, but what happened? They themselves became the recipient of their own help. So that's called Pratyopakara hi saha. Jiva Goswami is giving this commentary. So in the same way, one should see this word Pratibhavitavi. That Sri Krishna is infusing Radhika and Gopis with Ananda Chinmaya Rasa by his Leela. But who gets the benefit of this? Krishna himself receives joy from the association of the gopis who are infused with his Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Like this, in this way, their joy and love for each other is in competition, increasing. Tabiya eja nija rupa taya kalabi. Radharani is Krishna's own form. His Ladini Shakti has manifested outside as Radharani. She is none different from him. Nija rupa taya kalabi, and each gopi is a kala. Portion and portion of a portion of Radharani. So it said, Bahu Kanta Bina Nohi Rasera Ulas. Unless Krishna has many Kanta, many beloveds, Rasa cannot go to the highest stage. Why? Just like in one class, in the school, if that one boy is intelligent and others are foolish, then the intelligent boy, he will not progress and flourish. But if there are 5 or 6 intelligent boys, then there will be competition between them. And all will be studying harder and harder and reading more and more to see who can be the top of the class. And by this competition, all of them are benefited. All become more qualified. So in the same way, there is not one gopi, but many gopis. And also in many groups. And the groups are competing to please Krishna. This is called the Prema Pratiyogita. Prema Pratiyogita. Prem competition. And by this competition of Prem, what happens? Who benefits? Krishna. Because all try to please Him more and more and more. So Krishna, Raso Vaisaha, is the supreme enjoyer of all rasa. So Bahu Kanta Bina Nohi Rasa Alas. Without many beloveds, rasa will not come to the highest point. Also, not only competition between the groups. There are Radharani's own group, they are called Swapaksh. Then there are those groups who are friendly to Radharani's group, that is called Surat Paksha. Then there is the Tatastha Paksha, those who are neutral to Radharani's group. And then Vipaksha, those group members, Sakis, who are against Radharani's group. So those who are Vipaksha, against Radharani, they will be Surat, friends with the ones who are Tatastha to Radharani's group. And vice versa. The ones who are suited to Radharani's group will be Tatastha to Chandravali's group or the rival group. Like this. So here we can have darshan only Swapaksha, Radharani's own group. Those who are completely loyal to Radhika. So Rai Ramananda taught Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said that Radharani has 8 manobriti, 8 prominent tendencies of the mind. So each one of her 8 prominent manobriti, psychological tendencies, has become one Sakhi. So her 8 prominent psychological tendencies have become Astasakhis. Someone might tell, Lord Ram is very good. Why? Because he has Ekapatni Vrat. He has relation with only one wife. But Krishna is so bad, look, he has so many beloveds. No. All gopis, they are only one, Radhika. From the perspective of tattva, tattva vichar, they are one, Radhika. But in order to please him, she becomes many beloveds. Bahu kanta bina nohi rase ra ulas. She becomes many beloveds. Why? Why will this ras not go to the highest point without Radhika expanding herself? Not only the competition from the other groups, but within the group. All the Sakhis, they don't feel as much happiness when they meet with Krishna directly themselves, as when they arrange for Radharani to meet with Krishna. And Radharani also is very happy to arrange for her Sakhis to meet with Krishna. So see, Krishna relishes the Vishuddha Prem, the completely pure selfish love of each gopi. If he meets with this one, he's relishing the pure love of that one who arranged. You understand? If he'll meet with this gopi, by the arrangement of that one, he's relishing her pure love. This. Anyanyai Vishuddha Prem Kori Rasa Pushta. Krishna Hoya Tushta, Ramananda Rai said. When Krishna sees the purity of their love, arranging for each other to meet with Him, then Krishna's heart becomes completely satisfied. So, here are Ashtasakhis. We have just sung this song, Vrishabhanu Sutta Charna Sevane Oibo Ye Palyadasi. So in the third verse, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Sakhi Gana Mama Parama Surita Jugala Premer Guru. I want to attain the service of lotus feet of Radharani. But in this service, Param Surit, I'll have supreme friendship with her Astasakhis. And And what is my relation with them? Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Jugala Premera Guru. They are all my gurus who teach me about the subject of loving service to Radha and Krishna. So each one of the Astasakhis is experts, all are experts. But some, each one has their special departments, their specialities. Oh, is the big party coming here now?
Not yet, we have still some time.
So, first, beginning with Lalita. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, in his Swa Sankalpa Prakash Totram, Raghunath Das Goswami has described how he wants to learn different types of seva of Radha and Krishna from each sakhi. First he said, what is the position of a Lalita? Navam divyam kavyam sokritam atulam na tat kulam. He's just saying that, when will the day come when Lalita Sakhi will bring me in front of Radharani and say, oh Radhika, please be merciful to this unprecedentedly beautiful young girl and teach her your poetry. Teacher, Navam Divyam Kavyam Swakritam Atulam Nartatkulam Praheli Gudata. Teach her how to perform dramas, Natakam, which you yourself have written. Radharani herself, she writes dramas. And Lalita is saying, oh, give the script to her so that they can perform this drama for you and Krishna. And Praheli, Radharani, teach her some riddles. So when you meet with Krishna, she can test Krishna. And say to him, oh Krishna, what is Bada and Mukta, bound and free? What is Briddha and Bal, young and old? And what is Shuddha, pure, and Tama, ignorant? Then Krishna scratches his things. What is young and old, bound and free, pure and ignorant? So in this way, Radhika teaches the riddles to the Manjuris, and then they test Krishna's intelligence. Then Krishna bursts out laughing. Ha ha, I know. Radhika's braid. Radhika's braid is Vridha, that means fully grown. But it is Bal. Bal means hair, but Bal means young. Oh, it is the pure. But it's Tama, that means if you touch your body, you can feel it. But if someone touches hair, hair has no feeling. And it is Bada, bound, and Mukta also. Sometimes it's tied, sometimes open. Like this. And Krishna was laughing. So when will Lalita come and tell Radharani, please teach her your poetry. Give her the scripts to your drama so she can perform dramas for you. Teach her riddles to the tease Krishna. And, oh, teach her how to play on the veena. Radharani does not play on the strings of her veena, she plays on the strings of Krishna's Hridyantra, heart instrument. Teach her how to play this instrument. So, because Lalita Sakhi, she's older than Radharani, 27 days older than Radharani, she can, and she is more mature, Radharani is a little afraid of her also sometimes. So if Lalita will give a recommendation to Radharani, Radharani will accept it, and very shyly. Radharani is very shy because she thinks, oh, who am I to accept the service of anyone? But then when will Radharani, on the order of Lita, very lovingly embrace me and take me to a solitary place with her veena and then teach me how to play? And from some hiding place, Krishna will be watching with great astonishment as Radharani is lovingly giving me veena lessons. All by the mercy of Lalita Sakhi. Lalita, Vishakha. Kuhu kantim kantavapi kamala kantim mai puna. He's saying, oh, when will Vishakha Sakhi, whose voice is very soft like a peacock, teach me how to sing? And when Radha Krishna are tired from dancing in Rasalila, they will sit down and Krishna will say, I have heard your Sakhi singing, but can your dasis, your maidservants also sing? Then Vishakha, by the corner of her eye, will give me the instruction. And I will come before Radha and Krishna and sing the song that Vishakha has taught to me. And Radha Krishna will relish the rasa of this song. And Vishakha, my singing guru, her heart will be swelling with pride. My student has done so well. This is Sambandha Gyan. What relation you have with Lalita, with Vishakha? With Champakalata? After playing for a long time, Radha Krishna may become hungry. So if you have to cook, but who will teach you how to cook? Champakalata. Who teach the manjus how to cook for Radha and Krishna? Chitra. Chitrasakhi. She's expert in so many arts. She knows. She's expert in taking Radharani on Abhisar, secret journey through the forest without being seen or caught by anyone. She's expert at making very delicious drinks. She's expert at identifying the quality of milk or honey without tasting it, only by looking. She's expert in astrology. Calculating fortune. And also, especially, she's expert in painting. When will Chitrasakhi teach me how to paint? So that when Radha Krishna meet together and all the paintings, the drawings in musk and sandalwood from their body have been washed away by their perspiration, then I will quickly come and paint again new drawings on the bodies of Radha and Krishna. Oh Chitrasakhi, when will you be merciful to me? Lalita Vishakha Chitra Chambakalata Tunga Vidya. Tunga means high and Vidya means knowledge. That Sakhi who is expert in 18 departments of Vidya is Tunga Vidya. 18 types of Vidya means Rig Veda, Samaveda, Yajurveda, Atharva Veda, Nyaya Vaisheshik, Sankhya, and the Yoga, Yoga Sutras. And also Nirukta, Kalpa, Shiksha. Nirukti means etymology of Sanskrit words. Kalpa, how to perform Vedic mantras, how to perform Vedic sacrifices. Shiksha, pronunciation of mantras. All these different arts she's expert in. 18 types of arts. And her mood, what is her mood? Dakshin Prakara. She's Dakshin. That means the heroine who cannot tolerate female anger. It's called Dakshina. But Prakara, she's very boldly spoken herself. So if Radharani is upset with and angry with Krishna, then Tunga Vidya, don't be so angry. Calm down. She'll be bold enough to speak. But at the same time, she's speaking because she cannot tolerate female anger. So she'll sometimes speak on behalf of Krishna. This is Tunga Vidya. And on the other side, Induleka. Induleka is Bama Prakara. She is boldly spoken. But she thinks the female anger is very good. And she'll support Radharani. In opposition sometimes to the suggestions of Tunga Vidya. And Induleka, what arts can we learn from her? She teaches how to make garlands. Beautiful garlands. How to string wonderful necklaces with many different types of jewels. Induleka, she knows Nag Tantra. That means mantras, how to control snakes and remove snake poison if any gopi is bitten or going through the jungle at night in the dark. She knows Samudrik Shastra. That means how to understand a person's horoscope by seeing their face or the palm of their hand. So, Induleka, then Ranga Devi. From Ranga Devi, she is our dancing instructor. She teaches the manjus how to dance. And Sudevi, Sudevi knows many arts. From her, you can learn massage. Oh, how to put on eyeliner, how to decorate the hair. Also, she knows the Vani Vidya. Vani Vidya means the science of fire. How to light fires by mantra and put them out also. So these are the arts of Sudevi. So why is it, if all the Sakis are so expert at these arts, why are they teaching them to the Manjaris? Because when Radha and Krishna meet alone in a secluded place, her friends, they cannot go inside. So they'll have to impart all their skills to the Manjaris. So the Manjaris can serve them at the times where prana prashta saki kilada pikila sanko chita bhumika. At the times where the peers, the contemporaries, the friends of Radharani, they have to be at some distance, very confidential moments. So we're very fortunate to come here at the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. Oh, Thakurji ka naam? Krishna ka naam?
Radha Ras Bihari.
Sisi Radha Rasa Bihari and the Astasakis, and we prayed to all of them for their mercy, that they'll sprinkle their mercy on us and one day they may accept us as their shishya, as their students, and teach us all the arts by which we can please Radha and Krishna. Jai Sisi Radha Rasa Bihari ki jai. Shri Lalita Vishaka Chitta Champakalata Indaleka Tunga Vidyaranga Devi Sudevi ki jai. Vali Vrindavan Vihari Lala ki jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Gaura Premanande. What time is it now? Oh, very early, good. Only 11:15. I want to make another kirtan because it's quiet here, they're not coming. This is a nice place for kirtan. Palyadasi Kori Lalita Sundari. Here Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, when will the beautiful Lalita Sakhi accept me and protect me, give shelter to me, and she, at the time when Radha and Krishna meet, she'll bring me there and give me orders in which way I should serve. Sri Rupa Mandri Sanghi Jabo Kabe Rasa Seva Shikshatare. When will Rupa Manjari give me instructions in the service of Radha and Krishna when they meet together on the shores of Radhakund? And being in her anugatya, in the anugatya of Rupa Manjari, my heart will be always overwhelmed with jubilation. Oh, when will Vishakha Sakhi teach me how to sing about the pastimes of Radha Krishna, upon hearing which the love of Krishna for Radhika and love of Radhika for Krishna will increase endlessly. Oh, Sri Rati Manjari and Rasa Manjari, when will you be kind to me? When all Radha and Krishna, their Sakis and Manjaris meet together, then when will I be there at Radhika's lotus feet experiencing the supreme bliss? Payadasi kari lalita sundari.
Payadasi kari lalita sundari.
Oh, payadasi kari lalita sundari.
Payadasi kari lalita sundari.
Amare loya.
Sangeja Bokabe. seva shiksha tare.
Rama, Rama, Hare Rama.
Radharani ki jai, Jai Sakhi Vrinda ki jai, Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
Hare Krishna. Give your pranam and some pranami here for service of Radharasi Vihari. And then come.
Anjay,